now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. Welcome indeed. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I've been around for 20, well, I've been around a lot longer than 20 years, but I've been on the air. I've been on the radio for 20 years, 20 long years. My message has always been the same. Now, who am I? I am an author, a radio talk show host, and I guess you could say I'm like a Christian life coach. It would be nice if I could call myself a minister or a chaplain, but I think that's a kind of a pompous title, so I won't call myself anything. Just me. But, you know, just to help you get a handle on where I'm coming from, I will say that I'm a Christian life coach. Now, I'm very fortunate because I'm 59 years old, and I have seen a lot of life. I've seen a lot of life. And so I have some experience. And the other thing is that I am very fortunate. I can do something that not a lot of people can do. I can talk about the spiritual side of life. I remember 3-4 years ago, there was a nice man named Jack. Became a friend of mine. Encountered him at Starbucks. Nice man. He liked to talk of religion and about philosophy and about politics. He and some of his friends would sit around, and before you know it, I was, well, joining in somewhat. But one time Jack and I were talking, and I said, you know, I like the way we talk about, and I couldn't think of the term. I didn't want to say religion exactly, but he said the spiritual side of life. Well, that's it. I love to talk about the spiritual side of life, but the beautiful part is that I know what I'm talking about. Now, here's the even better part, is that I can help people to see what reality is, and to get a handle, an intuitive grasp on, well, the spiritual side of life, on religion. And that's a very beautiful thing, and I can do it without using a lot of jargon and a lot of pompous theological talk, see? And I can also talk about religion in a very down-to-earth way, not a flaky way. You know, not like I was telling you on our last program. You know, you sometimes encounter somebody, they seem kind of intelligent and smart, and you talk to them for a while, and you kind of think, well, this guy's pretty smart, and then all of a sudden he goes off the deep end and starts talking about some really flaky things. See, or you find out that he has an axe to grind. You know, there's some group that he hates, or some race that he hates, or some cause that he's pushing. See? Well, I don't have any axe to grind. I don't have any group or any person or anybody that I hate. See? And so therefore, and there's nothing flaky about what I have to say. It's very down to earth. Now let's get started, shall we? Look, what is it? What is the problem that we all have? I'll tell you what it is. We have emotional problems. We all have emotional problems. And it becomes manifest in a lot of different ways. For example, today I happen to be looking at one of my blog spots where I talk about food. In fact, the title of my blog was, "When I Resent My Husband and Then I Eat Too Much." That was the title of my blog. And I noticed that somebody keeps going back to it. Apparently, it's helpful to them. Because I describe in short order, see, how our problem with food, very often our problem with food, is based on the fact that we have a poor relationship with our father. See? A lot of young ladies, for example, their dad wasn't there for them. See? And so they feel a sort of lovelessness, a sort of emptiness, and they fill that need with food. And they get married and their husband is not there for them, or he uses them or abuses them, or there's something missing. And so once again, food becomes a substitute love. So you see the emotional connection there? I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Roland Trujillo Show. Thank you for listening in. Be sure to listen in every week. Now, look, this is it's easy to remember where I'm at. Saturday morning at 7:30. That's got to be real easy. Every Saturday morning at this time, put the radio on, listen to my program. And if you can't listen at 7:30, well, then you can go to kcaaradio.com, and there it is in podcast. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So you can listen to this program at your leisure. Now let's talk about, so you see the connection. I said, I talk about religion. So now I'm going to talk about religion, but you're not even going to know I'm talking about religion. But at the end you'll see that I am talking about religion, because I'm talking about our life experience, how things go wrong, how there's a missing connection somehow with our own inner ground of good, how we become separated from God, and then I can give you a hint as to how we might refine a connection with God. See? So how do we become separated from God? Well, through hate. See, isn't that an emotion? Hate. Through resentment, through judgment. See, a lot of us resented our parents. We resented our mom. We resented our dad. We resented somebody. Now you can say, well, my dad was an alcoholic, or my dad was did something to me, or my dad, you know, disowned me. Or my mom was abusive, or she was this, or she was that, or my uncle was this, or my neighbor was that, or my cousin was this, or some other kid did something to me. And you see what I mean? Quite obviously, we did encounter cruelty. We encountered meanness, unfairness, lack of love. We encountered those. But another way of looking at it is to see that those were temptations. What was the purpose? Look, what is the purpose of cruelty? Did you ever stop to think about that? What is the purpose of cruelty, of meanness, of unfairness, of lovelessness, of what is the purpose of that? See? It's not for no purpose. It has a purpose. And that purpose is it wants to separate you from your own ground of good. It wants to separate you from your own innocence. It wants to separate you from God. See? From happiness, from wholeness, from innocence, from sweetness. And the way it gets to you, the way it does separate you, is when you respond, when you react and respond with hate, with judgment, see, with resentment. So you respond to the temptation, and then its purpose is fulfilled. It's done its job. It separates you. So now can you see how there is such a thing as evil? You know, you hear about these ministers that were actually child molesters, or some teacher, or somebody that was, you know, behind a facade, a veneer of respectability, but underneath they were actually did a bad thing, see? Or some lady that appears to be real nice and wonderful, but she's really cruel and mean, and then she becomes the babysitter, and everybody thinks she's wonderful, but when the parents are gone, and the babysitter is cruel, see? So now you see that evil is operating through those people. So now here's the secret. I'll give you just a little hint. Don't hate the person. See? Don't hate the person. Don't resent the person. See that they're wrong. See that something is operating through them. See that something is operating through them that wants you to hate. It wants you to judge. See? It wants you to resent. That's its purpose. See? Now you could say, well, this is terrible, this is mean, this is cruel. Why would God create a world in which there's something so clever that would want to separate us from innocence and goodness and sweetness? Well, you could say that, but you could also say that it's a test. See, it's a test. Remember the race goes to the swiftest? See, it's a test. Not everybody can win the race. See, there's a testing process. Not everybody can become a Navy SEAL. Not everybody makes the grade. Now, remarkably, in the spiritual realm of things, the one that makes the grade is not the cleverest, not the most intellectual and so forth, but eventually the one that, well, that is willing to forgive, that's willing to let go of pride, the life of pride, see, and of hate, and of resentment, and of judgment, see? It's so easy to judge other people, especially when they make bad mistakes or they're cruel or thoughtless. It's so easy to judge them. But those people who are willing to forego the hate and the judgment, see, and the resentment, they are the ones that then that will then receive a blessing from God, and they will be eventually one day restored to a right relationship. See, restored to a right relationship. Who was it? It was David, wasn't it, who said? David prayed to God. Now look, David was the kind of guy who had the right stuff. Not because he was a great warrior, which he became. Remember, as a little kid, he took this slingshot and killed Goliath. See, not because of that, and not because he was a good king, anything like that. It's because he loved, deep down in his heart, he loved God. And when he was wrong, he was willing to admit it. He made some mistakes. But then he was willing to admit it because he loved God. So remember what David said. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Is that not beautiful? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. See? Well, this restoration is possible for those people who are willing to forgive. All right, so you went through life and some people were mean. Your dad wasn't there for you. Your husband failed you. Your mom was nagged you or whatever. Kids at school teased you. You went to work and there was unfairness. And all these things, see? All right, and what happened? Well, you made the typical mistake of hating and judging and resenting. Temptation found its mark. It found a weakness. See, if you had no weakness, in other words, if you had no propensity to judge, see, propensity to hate, propensity to resent, then it wouldn't have found its mark. But you had a propensity to judge. Oh, you puffed up when somebody said something to you you didn't like, or they did something that you didn't like, or they didn't do what you willfully wanted them to do. Oh, how you puffed up in judgment. See? Like a cobra, you puffed up. See? All right, well, now you know the truth. You weren't perfect. You had your weakness. Your weakness was found out. You were tested and found wanting. And so now what? Well, now pick yourself up, yourself off. Be willing to admit some things. See? And stop hating. Don't hate anymore. Don't hate your dad. See? Or your mom or your uncle or anybody. See? And then you will start to be restored once again to a right relationship with God. So now can you see how temptation finds its mark? We become separated from our inner ground of good from our love. And then we feel empty and loveless, and we go out in the world compensating. We compensate with knowledge, with degrees, with material possessions, with food. We comfort ourselves with food or with drugs or with so many things. See, those are all compensations for what we lost through our resentment and our judgment. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is the Roland Trujillo Show. Now, look, if you want some help, if you want to overcome your emotional problems, see, if you want some help with your food problem, anger problem, your judgment problems, see, if you want to have help to with your, and the other thing is stress. See, now here's the thing. Once you start reacting, see, the human being is supposed to be a creature of faith and love. See, we have a soul. We have a soul, and when our soul is faithful, see, in other words, when our faith doesn't doubt what is good and true, when it doesn't doubt God, when it's not tempted to throw in the towel and say, what's the use being a goody two-shoes, everybody else is getting away with stuff, and look what they're doing, and I'm just going to cop out and go for the gusto and go for the brass ring myself and to heck with principles. See, when the soul is not tempted to doubt, and when the soul is not tempted to hate, see, so if you don't doubt and you don't hate, when you don't doubt and you don't resent, then you remain safe. That's how you were when you were a little child. You were close to innocence then, very close to God. See, of course you hadn't been tested yet. We have to grow up and encounter, cruelty and so on, and then we make some mistakes, and we become resentful, and we encounter seduction. We're tempted, to come away from the proper and to do the inappropriate things and so on. So we that's all part of growing up. Then we make some mistakes, but then some of us, see our error, and we want to return to innocence again. And we start searching for the purpose of our existence. See? All right. Now, like I was saying, now I lost my train of thought. Well, anyway, the point is that once we start reacting to the outside, we become destabilized. So that's what I was going to say. So through hate and through resentment, you become destabilized. You resent your dad. You become destabilized. You go out in the world looking for love. You meet boys. They take advantage. Then you hate them. Then you puff up in judgment of them, and you compensate with judgment and with whatever else you can compensate with, see? But then you become, you lose your innocence. You're not what you had once been, see? Become more and more compensated, more and more like a petrified tree, where the wood is replaced by stone, see? So, we want to reverse this process. You want to come back to innocence again. Come back to love, come back to not hate, not love. Not hate, not judgment. See? And to that state where you don't feel loveless and empty, where every day you can jump from bed and rush forward happily, looking forward to adventure. So, that's what we want to do. And as you become stabilized, then you will also be less reactive to stress. See, have you noticed that when you are physically sick, you notice how sensitive you become? Light hurts your eye, and loud noises bother you, and you just want to be real quietly in a room. And see, you become very sensitive, and you don't have much tolerance for anything. Well, that's what happens when we become resentful and angry and hateful, and we lose faith. Well, our soul becomes destabilized, and we become very sensitive. Any little thing can upset us. Any little thing makes us nervous and anxious and angry and upset and irritated, and we become very, very nervous in that way, you see? So all of these things can become a thing of the past if you could relearn to refine the connection with your own inner ground of good. Now you see how to do that. Number one, don't hate other people. See, forgive, in other words. But see how I put it? I don't say forgive. I say don't hate. Don't resent. Don't judge. See? Okay? All right. But you need a little bit more help. And that's what I'm going to tell you about in the next segment. You need a little bit more help. So stay tuned.
Hello. This is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. So you see now the solution to your emotional problems, your stress problems, your relationship problems, all your problems. They come back to this one thing. See, to falling away from your inner ground of good for resentment and judgment and doubt. So on, see? And you see how temptation was there, and it was there to test you. It tested you, and you responded to the temptation, and then you fell. Now we want to come back, see? Now, how do you come back? Well, by not responding to temptation, but instead responding to what you know in your heart, see? Now you go around, react, this irritates you, that irritates you, this makes you angry, this person you judge, this person you hate, this person you resent, see? Now, how about instead respond to what you know in your heart, see, with joy, with gladness. So, you want to come back to your own inner ground of good, and that's where I can help. Okay? I can help with a very, very down to earth. See, I put religion into action. See? I show you how to bridge the gap between theory and reality. Okay? So now, what do you want to do? Well, you need to learn how to become still. You need to learn how to sit still and refine your own, your inner ground of good and get out of your thinking. See, now because you've been so reactive, you get lost in thinking, worrying, planning, scheming, daydreaming, reminiscing. See? Get out of thinking, learn to be still, refine your own intuition, and then learn to pay attention to your intuition, to what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know. See? Pay attention to what you wordlessly know, which is your closest link to God. So that's number one. So that's why you need to get this meditation that I have. So might not be a bad idea to get it. If you want to get the meditation, you go to commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Or you could go to CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland.com. It'll take you right there. And here's what you should do. You can either listen, to a free short version of the meditation, which is very good. You can listen to that for free. See? Or you can go ahead and for about $20, you can order the meditation and a booklet and a CD. A CD that has a meditation on it, a booklet, and another CD that talks about the meditative life. You can get all of those. Just go to our homepage, CoachRoland.com. Okay? And while you're there, you can also order some of my books. How about, may I recommend a book to you? How about my book, Becoming a Friend of God? May I recommend Becoming a Friend of God? What is the meaning of life? Why am I here? Why do I keep messing up? Does God exist? If He does, will He forgive me? We all wonder about our relationships with others
a distance between ourselves and our Father about issues in our marriage and family life. Take heart. The answer to your deepest questions and solutions to your problems are within reach. Okay? May I recommend you get Becoming a Friend of God, along with the meditation. It'll do you a world of good. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Now, number one, go there. If you want to email me, you just click on the little button. You can email me. If you have any questions you'd like to send to me, I'll be glad to answer them on the air. Go to my website, coachroland.com. Read some of the articles there. Go to some of my blogs. Get the meditation. Get a couple of my books. Take time to stand back and become acquainted with yourself and search out the meaning of life and find a way. Find a way. It'd be the most wonderful time that you ever spent. And then you'll be a better mom, dad, husband, wife. Until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.